To everything, there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. To everything, there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. In the fullness of time, God sent His Son to redeem us. Hello and God bless you. I'd like to share a story with you about three friends that took a road trip. Each had a wonderful seat and a nice window. The scenery was splendid, and they soon were entirely focused on what they were seeing out their windows. The first was on the left side in the back seat, and his view was of wide sloping fields, hedgerows, and distant mountains. Occasionally, a few horses, cows, or sheep would be peacefully grazing in the fields. At one point, a deer bounded across a meadow. This person had an entirely peaceful and pleasant trip. On the other side of the car, the second had a view of the river that meandered alongside the road. The river was small, with rippling water bounding over and through the rocky riverbed. But along the way, there were many road signs. Each sign had yet another demand that rudely pulled the rider out of his pleasurable experience and back to the law of the road. Stop! No turns on red. Speed limit, 35 miles an hour. Yield. Such a distraction. And of course, there were other roadside disasters. There was garbage in the ditch beside the road, a dead skunk, mangled by ravenous tires, had been dragged off the pavement and was being picked apart by some dreadful birds. An abandoned old rusty car hulk slowly moldered into the sandy riverbank. Of course, the third friend was the driver. As the driver, his focus was mostly on the road, with thoughts of the turns and directions to get to the intended destination. Not only did he see the mountains, fields, river, and other scenic wonders his friends did, but he saw many other details that the other two were not aware of. That evening, the three friends sat together talking about the day's road trip. Well, of course, the first, who only saw pleasant views, was appalled and confused at the second friend's negative description of the trip. Dead skunk, indeed! The second friend could not believe the naivety of the first to think that the trip was altogether pleasant. In fact, the more they talked, the more they disagreed. Their heated discussion soon turned to an argument. The argument boiled down to whether the trip and life was more about mangled skunks or deer bounding free across the meadow. The third, who drove, sat drinking his tea and gazed into the flickering fireplace, deep in thought, as his two traveling companions bickered. You know, he finally said. Our trip today was a good illustration of religion. We each understand and interpret God from our limited experience. We boil God down to our perception based on our experiences, be it dead skunks or more pleasant views. Once we have God defined, we expect everyone else to agree. We gather together to fellowship with others who share our illusion. Of course, anyone who has another experience is wrong. Most of us have at least visited a church of the dead skunk, right? The third friend was right, of course. God is so much bigger than our individual experiences. Most religious doctrines can be traced to Bible verses used to validate some person's or group's experience. That is why there are so many different denominations and odd doctrines that divide and give us fodder for argument. We are all on a road trip. We each experience the trip from a distinctly personal perspective. My experience not only is not the same as yours, but cannot be the same as yours. God is our bus driver. He knows how the road will be, and He knows where it started and where it ends. He gave us a travel guide and a map, if we care to know the overview of the trip. Not only does He give us the history of the beginnings, He gives us directions for now, and then shows us where we are going. The Bible gives us a timeline that lets us know the overarching purpose of God and how we fit into His plan. It's important to know where and when we fit. For example, a bus driver that left Los Angeles a few days ago and is now in Cleveland, Ohio, will not use the map of Los Angeles to plan the rest of her trip to Maine. She will instead open the map to Cleveland and begin from there. God has given us a precise timeline and a roadmap. We must be careful not to get bogged down arguing whether the trip is about mangled skunks or deer bounding freely across the meadow. Those and our other experiences fall into perspective as we begin to understand the overall trip plan. God created humans because He wanted someone to fellowship with that would worship Him by choice. Adam and Eve communed with God on a personal and intimate basis. There was neither intercessor nor barrier, but they sinned and died. Spiritually, they died just as God told them they would if they sinned. Their spirit died. Body and soul, Adam and Eve were placed outside the garden because they were no longer able to function in the spiritual realm of God. The ensuing timeline of the Bible is a history and prophecy of God's relentless, methodical, and faithful plan to rescue and redeem humankind. God does not change. He never has and never will. God is not a man that He should lie. His desire is still a people that will worship Him and fellowship with Him by choice. The New Testament says that anything that is not of faith is sin. Sin is a strong word. If we do anything by compulsion or of duty, it is sin. Our fellowship with God and our lifestyle of worship is by free choice and faith. Ephesians says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." The purpose of the sending of Jesus to fulfill and complete the law was to pay the ransom to free us from bondage. A slave cannot choose who they serve. He paid our ransom in full, set us free, and gave us the gift of faith. Those of us that chose to believe have been birthed into His family. We are spiritually reborn. We are the restoration of the people of choice that God lost in Adam and Eve. We can go boldly into the presence of God just as Adam could. Of course, at this point on our road trip, we are still seeing mangled skunks and moldering hulks. There are still demanding road signs. But the coming of Christ, for us, His saints, is ever closer. When we will be changed, this fleshly earth suit will become a spiritual body, and we will walk in perfect love, face to face with God. Study the map, or dead skunks. The Word says, "Choose ye this day who you will serve." God bless you.